ya. Se pierda Francia y Portugal, que se pierda, que la España se pierda, y Francia y Portugal, como he perdido la mano. Y pa' to' instalao a tenia, que la paña, que se pierda la paña, y Francia y Poao, Portugal. Al fin tenga este sueño que tanto he dormido. Sabían llevar, sabían llevar la madre de mi alma, y pa' to' instalao eternia. Marfitega te sueño, ay, que tanto he dormido. Eso es, toma que toma.
Hola, flamencos y aficionados. I am your host, Cristina de Sacramento, and you, as you well know, are listening to Poquito y Bueno, a short and sweet half hour of flamenco brought to you twice monthly by Fresh Air Community Radio, KFAI, which is broadcasting from 90.3 FM in the city of Minneapolis, which is in the state of Minnesota, which is in the United States of America. And furthermore, we're streaming on the World Wide Web. That's KFAI, Radio Sin Frontera. Well, I haven't forgotten about the Maria Elena show that I have promised you, Maria Elena La Cordobesa. However, we're a little busy over in my neck of the woods. And so that will probably be happening in May when rehearsals and such calm down. So today's show is a wonderful grab bag. I just reached in and grabbed some things, and I think that you will enjoy them. That was the really exceptional voice of Momo de Jerez, who is kind of a giant in my mind of flamenco. And he was doing a seguiria, and it was called, where is that? It was called Que la España se pierda, What Spain Has Lost. Coming up, we're going to hear from Arcángel, and you know, I really like the, though it's not generally danced to, I'm sure someone will be teaching it soon in Jerez because they're getting tired of just going over the same old stuff, huh? But it's a trilla, and that is my understanding is that it's one of, it's a work song, and it is, was sung when the ox would be going around in a circle at the mill, grinding the wheat. So I chose it especially because it was called De Olosno. And we're preparing for a performance, and we have been singing that word, Olosno, a lot. So, here we go. I hope. Arcángel with a trilla called Del Olosno. And that's why I said I hope. I don't hear anything. Oh. It's subtle.
Perdido, si llorando no gana lo que ha perdido.
That is done to the rhythm of Seguiría, which also originated in a way as a work song. The reason that I have been told, the reason that the rhythm is what it is that the rhythm for Seguirías originated in the blacksmith's workshop. And when you were blacksmithing, there were two people that used different weight of hammers to forge, for instance, the horseshoes. So there were the lighter hammer would do three quick beats, dun, dun, dun. And the heavier hammer would do two slower beats, dun, dun. So when we sing this out rhythmically for ourselves in flamenco, dun is the beat and E is the hold. So it would be dun, E, dun, E, dun, E, E, dun, E, E, dun, E, dun, E, dun, E, dun, E, E, dun, E, E, dun. You got that? It's a very engrossing and hypnotic rhythm. next is Diego El Cigala. And he is, Tomatito is playing for him on this track. And he is doing, I believe it's a bulerías, called Luna de Plata. And this was donated to Poquito y Bueno, to our archival collection of CDs, by Deborah La Tormenta, a flamenco singer who used to be based in Chicago. And now I believe she is retired and based close to her son and daughter-in-law. So thanks for this one, Deborah. Yep, Bolidius.
Cuando paso por tu casa, dicen que es verdad, que las lágrimas por tu cara no pagarán. Ven pa' acá, te voy a dar, pañalillo de luna, ven pa' que te pueda secar. maravilla de luna, para que te pueda hacer campo. En este día como el dinero, en la mía no hay nada, en la mía no hay nada. Te separa del amor, te separa la mitad. El dinero es la fuente del odio y de la maldad. El dinero hace a la gente quererte si se verdad. Primo por lo que uno te echa. Si no tienes dinero, que no te echan, que no te echan en cuenta. Si la carta se jugara y te la de nuevo, si se jugara y te la de nuevo, que yo no me casaba, que me quedaba soltero pa' toda la vida. Tú con tu madre y yo con la mía. Como no tenía dinero, mi madre vendió la trenza, la trencilla de su pelo. La trencilla de su pelo. Ahora me vienen pagando tres veces lo que me dieron.
Cigala.
Se equivocó la paloma.
Oh no, no, no. Love you, but you don't get to sing another one. So, Cigala, I believe, is a type of shrimp. There are many, many different kinds of shrimp in the Mediterranean Sea, and they all have different names. And to really get the full effect of this, you need to go to a fish market and read the names of all the shrimp and look at them all too. It's really wonderful. Next up, another CD donated to us by Debra La Tormenta. This is one from Antonio Carpio, who is known as Pitingo. She must have gone to see a concert of his because he signed this, the inside of the CD cover. And he says, Para Dovora, which is really interesting. Or it may be Devora, I'm not sure. It would make sense that it was Devora, which would be the interchangeable B and V sound in Spanish. Con muchísimo cariño de Antonio Pitingo. Un beso y para adelante. So, he, I have decided, is going to sing for us a Malagueña, another Paulo that we have been working on quite assiduously over at Onda Flamenco, preparing for an upcoming show. Okay.
Málaga, juga la bella y para Puerto Bonito. Barcelona, y Cartagena, viva Madrid, que la corte. Y ahora mi me da lo mismo. Oh, a ti. Trátame tú con cariño,
that is not the Malagueña that we've been working on. And there are two types of fandangos, the fandangos that you are danceable because they have a rhythm, and the fandangos that are libre, meaning that they don't follow, you couldn't clap to them, they don't have a standard strict rhythm or time signature. So those are called fandangos grandes. And then there are malagueñas that are like the fandangos grandes. That was what we just listened to, that are without, we say, without compás. And then there are malagueñas that are a folk dance, like fandangos, and are very danceable. I remember I was in Granada, and I decided to take myself to a certamen, which is like a contest of malagueñas. And at that point, I didn't know what the libre malagueña was all about. But after 3 hours in the theater, hearing I don't know how many people sing malagueñas, I kind of got the feel for it. And I think it's beautiful. Paulo, Maria Elena La Cordobesa used to have a malagueña that she loved singing. And it was one that she had written. And the first line was, I left a love in España, because she had a man that she had been very close to, and when she came here to marry her now husband, she had to leave that man behind in Spain. You know, I suppose that's really only fair. I'm just briefly going to tell you tonight, and I'll announce more details next week, but April 27th, Saturday. Mark your calendars. It's Flamenco Day in Minneapolis. Both Zorongo Flamenco and Ande Flamenco are having events, and I will give you the times of those addresses of those events. They're at each group's studio, Ande in the Ivy Arts Building, and Zorongo in the alley across the street from the Howe restaurant on 37th and Minnehaha. Anda is going to be doing a performance of the students of all of the people who are renting our studio. And it's a light fundraiser for the rent. You know, you don't have to come in and write a big check or anything like that. Just come in and watch the students performing what they're currently working on. We have a nice mix of students. We have Anda's beginning students who will be doing a Faruka. We have the intermediate advanced class that will be doing Tientos. And we also have the other intermediate dance class, which will be doing a Malagueña and three fandangos with castanets. And then we have our Middle Eastern people. We have Dans Askina, who's going to be doing a Turkish dance that Dans Askina rented from us for many years before the building caught fire during the riots, the George Floyd riots. And then we have our renters now, Kathy McCurdy's group, Kasana, and Cassandra herself is going to be doing a solo instead of her students. And there are rumors that there might even be a surprise impersonation of Tina Turner doing flamenco, but we're not sure about that yet. And that's at 4 o'clock. And then Zorongo's, Zorongo's having an event because it's feria season, feria being the fair in the week-long fair in Sevilla that starts 2 weeks after Easter. And so they're having just a nice celebration and dancing of Sevillanas, and that will begin at their studio at 7 o'clock at night. So yeah, make it a day. Make it a day out. And hopefully we'll have some nice weather. Two more pieces for you, even though I'm just going to do one piece. I'm going to do, because I'm over time. I can't actually do that piece because I don't have it loaded up. So what the heck, I'm going to do, this one goes out to Gaviota. It's called Huellas de Gaviota, which means footprints of a seagull. And ta-da number two. There we go. Hear that seagull? This is El Pele. And it's an Alegrías, which you can tell now.
Madrugajita, prima mía, suenan los motores. Deja la casita los marineritos y deja los amores.
Thank you.
And I am going to do that final one that I wanted to do for you, even though we're going into 6 minutes overtime. But it's only 1 minute and 11 seconds long. 1-1-1. And it's going back to Momo de Jerez, with whom we opened the show. And it is a bulería called Un Rato con Tío Dijo. Don't forget to join us again in 2 weeks and see what we've got in store for you then.